The question of who will lead the city of Seattle is looming large in the minds of voters right now. After current Mayor Ed Murray dropped out of the race amid sexual abuse allegations, 21 candidates have stepped up to take his place. With primary ballots due Tuesday, we're going to hear from Seattleites who have been trying to figure out how to make sense of the crowd. Seattle Times political reporters Dan Beekman and Jim Bruner host The Overcast, the Seattle Times weekly politics podcast, which is recorded here at KNKX. They spoke to voters around the city. Now, several names came up, but conclusions are tough to come by.
So, Dan, you started out going to Columbia City. What was that like? Where were you exactly? It seemed like you found a lot of people who were actually pretty engaged in the mayor's race.
Yeah, I went down to Columbia City, like downtown Columbia City, right by the Starbucks, if you know where that is. I'd say like a dozen of them were willing to talk and had something to say about the mayor's race. Many of them had a candidate that they knew they were voting for or who they had already voted for. And it was really interesting. Nikita Oliver was dominant among the folks I talked to.
I'm really excited about her. I think she comes from the South End. I think she knows the youth. She's been in the courtroom. She's been in the classroom. I think she knows what a lot of the people in the South End are struggling with. And I think she could represent the whole city in some really exciting and refreshing ways.
I plan to vote for Nikita Oliver, because I feel like she is addressing the issues I think are most important to this city and to really any urban city with a high level of gentrification and a population of people moving in that have access to wealth that a lot of people here don't have access to.
I'm pretty confident I'm going to vote for Nikita Oliver. I like her approach to some of the issues that feel most important to me. Affordable housing, homelessness, plans for the city's new youth jail.
What stood out to you, Jim, listening to those interviews I did on the street?
Well, obviously a lot of support for Nikita Oliver, and you know, we've kind of been sensing this a little bit, I think. You know, you look on social media, she's got a lot of energy behind her. You know, we should remind people, you know, she's never run for office before, she's a younger candidate, but she's clearly kind of ignited a youthful energy, and there's some people who are really excited about her message right now.
But it wasn't totally about her. I also heard some support for Bob Hasegawa, who lives pretty close up on Beacon Hill. So let's hear some of the voters who mentioned him.
Mr. Bob Hasegawa, he's been around the neighborhood and Beacon Hill and everything like that for like years and years and years. So he's really a part of the community and everything like that. And
I mean, I'm an African-American male, so a big one is the police reform, and I feel like Nikita's done a great job of performing that. But also, as far as on like an economic standpoint, I know Bob Hasegawa has a lot of experience doing that, so I feel like he'd be great to take the city in a better direction.
Some support there for Bob Hasegawa, but still you're seeing the Nikita Oliver support.
Yeah, that's interesting. I thought that those two candidates, and I interviewed Bob Hasegawa, and he said, yeah, we might actually be drawing from some of the same pool of voters.
But then, Jim, we want to make sure to get some voters north of the Ship Canal as well. So you headed up to Lake City, right?
Yeah, I costed more voters outside the Lake City Library.
Jenny Durkin, but I'm still learning about all the others. She seems very reasonable and down to earth and kind of tough, so I'm not sure whether I want to go that way. Anyway, I'm learning. I'm just mostly thinking about it still.
Yeah, it's interesting first of all, on crime, you know, we've had, you know, the views kind of run the gamut in the mayor's race. You have people saying Jenny Durkin would be tough on crime. You know, Mike McGinn recently has been out there talking about shots fired. And then you have candidates like Nikita Oliver who have questioned sort of the basic theory of policing. I think at one point questioned whether there should be a police force. He's a big opponent of the youth jail. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. On the issue of women in the mayor's race, I think it's fascinating. You know, we've had one woman as mayor in Seattle, Bertha Knight Landis, 1926 to 1928. I think I have those years right. And none since. And it's really striking in a city like Seattle that has a progressive reputation. And we probably have the best chance, you know, in decades to actually have a woman elected mayor. In fact, it's quite likely we could have two women in the general election. I did want to raise one more point. I think I was going to mention it. A voter turnout, I think, in King County as a whole is projected at something like 38%. There's a lot going on in this race, but it's probably going to be a low turnout race. And it's really anybody's guess at this point who's going to emerge on top.
Right. And with so many mayoral candidates in that race, particularly when you have low turnout, always every vote counts. But in this race, really every vote counts because the people who advance, the candidates who advance out of the top two primary to the general election in November are going to do so potentially with, you know, what, 20,000 votes or 25,000 votes, something like that. It's possible.
You just heard Seattle Times political reporters Jim Bruner and Dan Beekman talking to Seattle voters ahead of Tuesday's primary. That conversation was an excerpt from The Overcast, the Seattle Times weekly politics podcast, recorded here at KNKX. You can find a link to the whole episode and hear from more voters on our website. And you can find The Overcast anywhere you get your podcasts.